Good morning, everyone. I see you guys coming in. Hello, I'm Coach Shannon. Welcome to the monthly assessment and planning call. Can someone let me know if you can hear me? I'm actually going to move this over here, merge this down so that I can see everyone. Thank you for that thumbs up. I'm going to get just a couple of things done here. Bring our fabulous coach, Julie, up. And we are going to get going. So we have our amazing coach, Julie, here, and she's going to be helping us in the chat. She is going to be typing in all caps so that we know that she's a coach and she's here to help us. And she will also be providing some links for you for today. And these are the things that you are going to need. You're going to need your monthly assessment page. You're going to need your habit tracker. And you're going to need your monthly plan page. So we are going to get started in just a minute. I'm going to go here and see here. Try to remember how to change my name. There it is. So funny. I know you guys hear us say this all the time. And it's such a funny little thing there to find. So as we get started, as we come in, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself and what all is going to be going on today. Welcome. It is definitely sweater weather here in New Hampshire. So happy fall, y'all. I am from Alabama, so that's my southern accent still coming out. I'm so glad to be here with you guys today, and I'm going to try not to be so nervous because I am. But I just kept telling myself, I'm just so glad to be here with you guys to like just share, you know, and figure this out together, because that's exactly what we are doing. Hello, Miss Sue. Okay, here's how the call is going to work today. I'm going to be coaching one person through the monthly assessment page for September. Now, I know we are not done with September yet. We have another whole six, seven days, which is actually amazing because this allows us to kind of see where we're at and to really set some good intention for the rest of our month, as well as moving into October. So first of all, I want to ask you guys, who is excited for Jumpstart tomorrow? Give me some hearts, some thumbs up. Our Jumpstart call tomorrow is going to start at 9 a.m. Central Time, going to 3 p.m. It is for every single one of you members. We get to join Corinne live, and as she teaches us, and as she teaches potential members that might be out there to find this amazing group that we are all a part of, that we all know. No BS. It's amazing. So anyway, I'm very excited for that. And if you should have gotten an email that you can send to your friends to invite them and let them know. It's, you know, just see what it's all about. So I thought that what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen so that we can kind of look around a little bit so I can show you where some of these assessments are. Now, I know we are moving into our new planner. So some of you may have the old version of the monthly assessment page, and some of you may have gotten the new one. It doesn't matter. Either one is fine. I will show you what the old one looks like. It looks like this right here. And so if you have that, that is fine. This is actually mine, and I'm going to be going through that. Really, I'm going to just show you mine for a few minutes. But let me go ahead and Julie is answering your questions in the chat. If you have any questions about that, put them there. Julie can help you out with that. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And hopefully I can figure out how to do this pretty quickly, because there we go. All right. So let me know. Hopefully you can see that. I'm going to try to move the chat over so it's not right in my way. And one day, maybe I'll get better at this. I hope so. I think I will, right? Isn't that what we're all trying to do, is just keep trying and keep getting better at everything we do in our life, this as well as food planning. It's just trial and error all the time. So, all right. I'm not sure how to move that out of the way. So for right now, I'm just going to move that right there. And so I'm here on the main page of our website. This is at nobswomen.com. This is where everything you need to know about lives. If you are new here, you should be here right here in the No BS weight loss course. That's what you should be really focusing on. And then down here under our self-study resources, this is for people who finished the course and who want to jump in on something different. I'll show you here. We're just finishing up with Urges 2.0 this month. It has been amazing. So if you haven't seen any of that, that is amazing. This gives you the link for our Jumpstart. And then right here under helpful worksheets, we will see so many worksheets. Maybe some of you have not taken a look around on this. There are some really good resources here. And if we just scroll all the way down, you will find the monthly assessment right here. So I'm really trying to figure out how to move my chat over, but for some reason I can't get it to move. So it's right in the way. There we go. There we go. Move it down a little bit. Okay. So right here. So you download this, and I believe it's going to bring up our new one. This is our new one. So if you have the old one, don't worry about that. That is fine. That is fine. We will just work through that as we go. So, and in a few minutes, I just want to show you mine real quick. And then I want someone to be ready to raise their hand so that we can go through this together. So right here, I went ahead. I was like, you know, I'm just going to share my, I'm going to share my own monthly assessment. Because even after being here, I've been here since October of 2017, you're going to see that my assessment is not perfect. In fact, I have a surprise here. So I am in maintenance, and that for me is a range of about 5 pounds. So I actually wanted to get back down a pound, and I actually went back up a pound. But I just got curious, like, what is that about? And so I think that's the main thing I wanted to share here with you, is that, like, getting curious about, I wonder what's happening. Instead of going into that place that we so often want to go of judgment and put down and I'm never going to get this, like, what might have been happening? So for me, I can see right here, here's a place that I could start working on my following my plan. But the surprise was the water. Like, I feel like I've had my water on lock for a long time. And it was at 56%. And I know that my cravings and this right here, not following my plan, probably came from not drinking all my water. If I had to pick one of the four basics that has been the most helpful to me, it's like a miracle thing, I think, it's the water. So I'm just keeping that in mind. And then the other thing, I noticed that I'm starting to really notice the foods that just make me feel bad in my body. They make me bloat up. And so even though I've been planning just mostly good foods all along my journey of losing weight, I'm starting to notice foods that do not feel good in my body that I want to reduce, not because I have to, because I want to. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I planned to go out for National Cheeseburger Night. That was Monday, I think. And I planned a cheeseburger, I planned French fries, and I planned 2 drinks. And we got to the bar and we were watching football. I ate to enough with my hamburger and French fries. I had my 1 drink. And I remember thinking, I feel so good right now. Like, I feel so good in my body. And but we were continuing to finish the football game. It wasn't over, and thoughts started to come in. And I think there were things like, we're sitting at a bar. I should have that second drink. You know, who sits at a bar and doesn't drink? I bet people are looking at me. I don't know, a lot of things. And I ordered the second drink, which was a beer, which I know does not sit well with me. And I just had to, what I had to realize is that that second drink was on my plan. But if I had listened to my body and trusted myself, I would have made a much better decision. you know? So we live and we learn, right? Okay, so I'm going to get off of my, worksheet, and I'm going to go to this one. And I did see someone. Now, where did my, where did the participants go? I know someone raised their hand for some reason. Okay, I think I'm going to have to stop sharing for a minute and find my participants. And I thought that I saw one person raising their hand, but so if you raised your hand and you want to be coached through the worksheet, please raise your hand. Okay. Do not see anyone has raised their hand yet. Julie, if I am missing something, can you let me know? Oh, here we go. We got someone. So I have Mame or Mamie. I will promote you to panelist. Let's see how that works. And I'm going to try to just move this over so that I don't lose this again. Hello. Let's see. Hi. Tell me how you say your name, please.
Mame.
Mame. Okay. So good to see you. Thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome. I thought I was waiting to see if anyone else would, because Julie did my monthly plan with me last month.
So. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm not sure if I can say, if I can share my screen and talk to you at the same time. So we're just going to keep it like this. So, all right. So do you have the regular, this monthly assessment here? It's the older one.
I pulled it up because I'm in the maintenance planner. So I use that monthly. I mean, that's the one that I have in my planner, but okay. I did pull it up so that I could see what you were referring to.
Okay. Yeah, because we're just going to go through here and I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions.
Yep.
And see what happened for you this month and see what you want to, you know, kind of what direction you want to go. All right. So this is our monthly assessment for September. And tell me how much weight you plan to lose this month.
Right. So I'm actually, I'm just pulling up like my other tracker so I can look at things while I'm talking to you. So even though I'm in maintenance, I was slightly above my range. So I was planning on losing weight. And it looks like this month, so far, I'm down about a pound and a half.
So you're down a pound and a half? Oh, you wanted to lose a pound and a half.
I'm down a pound and a half.
And how much did you want to lose?
I would have to look at too many different things. Sorry about that. I think I don't know. I think I said anywhere between 2 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then tell me about the changes that you noticed this month beyond weight. So these are things like, for everyone else that are in the chat, these are things like your mindset, your approach to self-care, personal relationships. What were some things that you noticed?
So a couple of things I've noticed this month is that one of my monthly goals was to do my 3-hour Don't Stop Believing training, because I did Don't Stop Believing earlier in the year. So I have those training plans to follow that daily. And I have, and I'm in a new exercise specific accountability group, messenger group, for that very reason. And I just noticed, for me, that's just part of my emotional self-care. And I just have been feeling way, way better emotionally. And I give the daily movement I think that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And for my mindset, I mean, that's related to mindset too. I've been doing either a discovery worksheet or a successful urge worksheet every day. I only missed 2 days so far this month while I was traveling for work.
Mm-hmm.
And that I use the new baseline discovery worksheet, and I really, really like it, especially the last question where, you know, it basically says, if I wasn't making a big deal of this, what would I learn?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I really don't beat myself up at all anymore. I mean, I've always been curious about my data, but it's just, I feel like I've taken it to another level of just like, yeah, that's what happened. But, you know, what do I think it means, or what am I going to go do moving forward? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what happened. I think it's so good. There's two things you said here I want to point out. For the discovery sheet, I always like to just remind everybody what it's called, discovery. It's for getting curious. And the more you do them, the more you just get curious. Like you said, you don't beat yourself up anymore. And it's, I really think this is such a key concept for an OBS. It's like when we're not in judgment, we're in openness so we can figure out where to go next. And then the other thing you said was your movement. And I remember from your call with Julie last month, or was it last month? Anyway, I think it was. And you mentioned how movement just really helps your mindset, that you don't necessarily do it for weight loss. And that's exactly what I discovered for myself. Like, I was never a mover, but when I started to look at it, I just feel better when I do it. It's a game changer. And it feels like that's kind of what you're saying too. Like, mm-hmm. it's just different, a different mindset around it. Like, it's not something absolutely. I have to do. It's something I look forward to doing.
Yes, absolutely.
So what changes did you notice in your body, your appearance, your physical health?
What I really, I live in Minnesota, and we're very much a four season. You're in New Hampshire now, so you mm-hmm. understand, like, the season's transitioning this month. And yeah. So I've been putting away summer clothing and bringing out autumn clothing. And I really noticed that my style and like what I feel most comfortable and most like myself wearing is I'm really like honing in on that. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is because I'm feeling more accepting and less judgmental. You know, it's just like, instead I'm just like, you know, oh, I wore this outfit and I felt really good in it. Why, you know, why do I think that was? How can I duplicate that going forward? How can I incorporate that more and more in my day to day? And I don't know. I feel like my answer feels a little scattered, but I just how I'm interacting with my physical body and its appearance just feels like it leveled up again this month, I guess is how I would put it.
I love that too. Like, I think that's so good for our very newest baby members to hear. It's like, this is a layering. Like, this is such a journey. Like, we don't start, you know, up here. Like, that was one thing that happened for me too. Like, figuring out clothes that I actually like to wear, not what other people want me to wear or any of that. But like, so yeah, I love that you mentioned that. So now let's move into like the data review. Did you keep up? Did you do percentages or did you do the scale? Or, and we can talk about the ones that like you rated and tell me.
So, yeah. So I do a tracker.
Okay.
And, so let me get to my tracker.
Oh, okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'll just go down through here. And if you didn't track what I mentioned, then just say you didn't track it. So,
okay.
So, what about making your 24-hour plan?
That's on lock. I do that 100% of the time.
Nice. And then what about following it?
So, I'm trying to see how my discovery worksheets, because usually my discovery worksheets, it looks like I went off plan about 6 times this month.
Okay. So that
maybe 4, I'm sorry, because a couple of these discovery worksheets were overeats. They weren't off plan. So about 4 times this month.
Okay. So just for everybody in the chat to know, she would take 23s because we're at 24, but we've probably this finished morning. This is 23, right? Yep. So 23 minus 4 was 19. Not great at math, but that was okay. And then we would divide 19 by 23. So that would, I'm not going to do this on every one, but just to see on that one. So you're at 82%.
Right. And I haven't crunched any of my percentages because the month isn't over myself. So
Yeah. It's just so good to see. And I do want to say something. I'm noticing some of the chat right now. So if you don't have your chat set to everyone, make sure you do, because otherwise the only people that can see your comment are the coaches. So what about assessment?
I assess every day.
Why do you do that? Tell me why.
Oh, personally, because it's just such a strong habit. I mean, seriously, it's been almost 3 years where I've assessed every day. I do a very baseline planning and assessment. I do it in my notes app. Mm-hmm. And my plan is to make the list of the foods I might be eating. And then my assessment is doing that, and it's a checklist. If I ate it, I check it off. If I ate something that wasn't planned, I put it on the bottom with no check mark, so I know it was unplanned. And then years ago, either Corinne or Kathy or both recommended Rise Up app.
Okay.
And that, it is for people with eating disorders, but even though I don't identify as having an eating disorder, I find it really helpful to link emotions with my food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on emotional eating. So I do all my assessments in there as well, by meal. So, yeah. But why do I do it? I guess because I really like knowing, I either like celebrating I really honed in on what was in my fridge and that's what I ate and it tasted good. Or I really like honing in on other kinds of wins. Like sometimes I plan something, especially out, mm-hmm. and then I eat it and it's just kind of okay. But in the older version of me would have felt cheated, somehow I have to keep eating to get to the good food or something like that. And it's I got fuel. The next meal will probably be better. Let's move on. I feel like it helps me not over-index the food so much because I'm just being more scientific about it, I guess, or more objective.
Yeah. Love it. Someone's asking when you assess. Do you assess in the morning or in the evening?
So I frequently kind of during the day, I'll check off my checklist, maybe sometime after the meal, I ate these things. And then sometime during the day, if I ate lunch sometime that afternoon, I'll probably say, this is what I had for lunch. This is what I was feeling or thinking or whatever notes I want to make. But I frequently don't assess dinner until the next morning.
Okay.
And some days I'm busy and I don't do any of my assessment until the next morning, right before I make that day's plan.
Yeah. And I want to point out, you can do it anytime and it doesn't have to necessarily be the same time every day. It is good to form a habit. Sometimes it helps us to form a habit, but we just don't want to go into that all or nothing. I always have to do it in the morning. If I didn't do it in the morning, then it can happen whenever. And I love also, I want to point out to others that you are using different things that you've picked up along the way, using your notes app on your phone that work for you and you use them kind of in the moment. So
I do make my plan in the almost invariably in the morning with my first cup of coffee. It's paired with my first cup of coffee.
Yeah. And pairing together really works. So pairing one habit with something you're already doing, like drinking your coffee. So did you use any, I think you've already answered this, but let's answer it for the others again. Successful urge worksheets.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So any day I didn't need to do any successful urge, discovery worksheet. So I did 8 of those. So 23 minus 8 is 15. I must've done around 15 successful urge worksheets. Yes. Oh, except that there were 2 days that I missed. So it was probably 13.
Okay.
2 days I missed doing a worksheet entirely while I was at a conference. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you told me that you use discovery worksheets as well. So you're using those together and I love.
Correct. How it's one or the other all month long.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What about your water?
So my water's on lock. I usually drink at least 100 ounces a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sleep.
So I'm really working on my sleep right now. And let me bring my habit tracker back up. I was tracking two different things. Did I get up to bed by 10 p.m.? And I'm at 14 out of the first 23 days.
Okay.
I got up to bed by 10 p.m. And then I ask, I've been wearing an Oura ring for about 2 years. So by my ring, was I asleep for 7 hours? And that was 16 days out of 23.
Okay.
So, and those are two habits I'm very, very interested in, like,
you're focusing
getting
on
better at.
So yeah. Definitely good information to take moving into October of something that you want to keep working on, keep figuring
yes.
out,
like yep.
how you can bump that up. What about working out? You said you did a lot of movement, so.
Yep. So I move every day or else my body gets very crabby. Even like, so on my rest days, on the training days, I usually like take the dog to the park kind of thing. So that's just like an easy 15, 20 minute walk kind of stuff. Kind of thing.
Yeah. And again, mindset is everything around movement. Like I love just starting with, it's not about weight loss. It's just about mindset and, you know, releasing some of that stress that we all carry around mm-hmm. with us every day from work or kids or spouses or partners or whatever. So, and then what about like self-development?
Right. So, and this is definitely related to mindset too. One of the things that came out of my call with Julie last month about making my monthly plan, I was talking about overeating and how my stomach always knows when I should stop. But sometimes I don't want to even listen, ask my stomach, because I know if I ask it, it will tell me you've had enough food mm-hmm. and then I stop. And she proposed this idea of like writing it a million ways, basically the phrase, like my stomach knows best. And mm-hmm. so like every day on my plan after the date, I write down a version of my stomach is amazing at telling me when to stop to eat. My stomach, and she was suggesting to not do it when I was eating, but to do it other times during the day. Like sometimes when I'm walking my dog, I talk to my dog about how fabulous my stomach is at telling me when to stop eating. Or I wrote a long list in my journal a couple of weeks ago and just different variations of that phrase. I set my Yap app to like pop up versions of my tummy is in charge of how much food I eat kind of thing.
How did that work for you?
So it's been working well. I feel like, first of all, my overeating percentage went way down because I felt like I was developing an evening overeating habit that I didn't want in August. And I feel like that's turned it around. But I also feel like, again, my mindset thing, I'm not too worried about asking my stomach how much it wants to eat during when I'm eating, but like, I've just been cementing that belief, and now it just my whole comfort level around that idea of I guess I'm noticing more that if I let my brain override what my stomach or my physical body wants, that like literally never serves me. My brain is horrible at knowing how much I need to eat. It's horrible. It just has no idea. And
our brains, like, all they want is security and comfort and happiness, right?
Right. Yeah. And for the food to taste good. And I don't know, it just all, you know, all kinds of things which have nothing to do with like whether my stomach has enough food to digest.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And also I would like to, what you were doing is, so old Shitty is always going to be there. He's always going to be that little tiny voice. We're never getting rid of him, as Corinne says. But you spent the day like with your Yap app and telling yourself, and I love this part. This is the part I want to point out, that you did it in off meal times, which is one thing I teach my clients too, is like, especially with like deep breathing and things like that. Like, don't just practice it when you're having the actual urge or in the middle of a, you know, like a stressful moment. Do it throughout the day. So, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, let's move down to the keep, start, stop, which is going to be a little different in our new planner, but we're going to go ahead and keep doing this because it's still the same thing. It's just written a little different in the new planner. So, So what are the things that that have really been working that you want to keep doing?
Right. So the training plan that I started in the end of August or whenever it was, like, it takes me through Thanksgiving week. So the daily movement training plan that I'm following, I'm definitely going to keep doing that the month of October.
Okay.
Before the snow and ice comes. And I'm not sure about the daily worksheet or not. I haven't like really thought about like if I want to keep doing that in October. I might. I definitely want to keep on the mindset work about how my tummy knows the answer. My tummy is my leader in food consumption, kind of thing. I definitely want to keep that up. I love it so much. I want to keep working on my sleep habits.
Okay. Awesome. And then, what do you want to start doing? Which kind of you probably want to start the sleep habits, but yeah. What else do you want to start?
Yeah. I'm always kind of starting my sleep habits and like, what can I do this month? I don't know. I haven't thought of anything new. Like nothing's like really spoken to me as like, this would be a useful thing to try practicing next month. So I'm open to suggestions that seem to like fit in with like what I'm working on, but I haven't really,
What let me ask you this. You're going to finish up your training plan. Well, that goes all the way through October. So maybe it's like starting to think about what are you going to do in the winter to keep this movement going?
And that's a great idea. And I have started thinking about that because I want to prep for the winter transition when I don't want to walk outside early. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've already decided I want to do push-up challenge this winter because I can't do real push-ups yet. Okay. And then maybe move on to like a chin-up challenge, but that's further in the future. And I also have a YouTuber who does videos that I found last winter, thanks to the No BS exercise groups. So I want to start doing her videos inside once the weather's nasty outside. So that's as far as I've gotten with that. Yeah, that's super important because I had a whole like month or 6 weeks at the beginning of the winter last year where like I wasn't moving and I felt horrible, like because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be there again.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just starting to get our brain moving in that direction. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the next small level up that I can do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So then what are three things you're going to stop doing?
So a lot of the things I'm working on, I want to work on stopping doing are like work related. Mm-hmm. So I want to stop. These are hard. I'm finding these kind of hard to put into words. So I want to stop expecting people at work to communicate in the ways I can understand them and acknowledge that they're just doing their best. And like, no one's failing if it takes many rounds of communication until the answer's found. Mm-hmm. Because before, you know, I would get in that round, I would get frustrated. I'd be stressed out. The stress would build during the day and that would make me want to overeat by the end of the day because that was the way I was trying to muffle the work stress.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I'm really working on like, just, you know, kind of like when I'm thinking about the tummy thing, not during the food thing, thinking about like turning down my expectation volume at work so that.
Yeah.
I hope that made sense. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And that's probably going to take trial and error, right? Like
absolutely.
And seeing what works. So anything else you want to stop?
I want to stop saying, and I've worked on this before, stop saying I'm so busy.
Okay.
Because I find that a very demotivating, unenergizing thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've been trying to transition this week to my day is very full, or I have a full day planned.
How does that feel?
Well, it feels better.
Okay.
It feels more neutral.
Okay.
I know busy just seems like a really loaded word.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and that's something you could keep taking through our four ends worksheet and like get to that really thought that can like, you know, energize you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
That's the point of our thoughts and our thought work is so we can get to the things that energize us, right? Mm-hmm. The thoughts that energize versus the thoughts that pull us down. All right. Well, that was a great assessment. And I think you have definitely have some things here. Now you can move and put on your plan for October.
So absolutely. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. Let's see if I can bring you down. There we go. All right. So that was awesome. I hope you all, if you didn't have a chance to go through your own assessment, that you'll take time by the end of September so that you know kind of what you want to take into October. And before we do that, we are going to take about four minutes because we're a little past time, 4 to 5 minutes. And I want you to just, if you didn't bring paper, just turn one of your sheets over. Grab some scrap paper or something, and I just want you to take about 5 minutes to jot down what you think is going to come up in October that is going to maybe get in your way of weight loss. So we just want to kind of have a picture of the things, the thoughts. It always comes back to our thoughts. So yes, we have circumstances. Maybe there's football parties or weddings or things like that that are coming up, but it's always our thoughts about them that create whether or not we can stay focused moving forward. So take about 5 minutes and do that for yourself so that we can move into the plan for October. So someone asked for me to restate the what I want you to do for the journaling. So I just want you to just jot down, and this is how I love to do journaling. Like when you think about October and weight loss, what comes up for you? What do you think is going to get in your way? Maybe it's things like football parties or weddings or, you know, starting to think about the holidays or Halloween or any other holidays or celebrations that you have. And like, what are some of the thoughts that come up for you? And as you're writing those, if you guys want to share some of what's coming up for you in the chat, please do that. It always helps other people to see, you know, that we all have a lot of the same things happening for us, a lot of the same thoughts and obstacles. And this is how we can work together and like, you know, just figure it out together. And while you guys are doing that, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again. I want to show you this little quote I pulled up. Just remember as you're moving into this month that what we focus on is exactly what expands in our life, the results that we get in our life. And that's why this thought work is so important. And it progresses over time. We just keep trying and moving in that way. Actually going to stop sharing for a minute because what I realize, and maybe I'm doing this wrong and I have to learn this. when I do that, I lose my chat. So I'm not sure where it goes, but anyway, so I'm going to come back over here and look at the chat for just a minute. We have just a few seconds left. So I'll just start going through some of these, some of the things that come up for you. Pumpkin spice everywhere. Yes. Bulky winter clothes hide weight loss. Yes. Yes, we start wearing our leggings and our, and we kind of lose track of that. That's definitely something that can happen. Travel, a lot of meal choices, Halloween, baking, holiday planning. And I just want you all to know that there are so many resources within the website about holiday planning, and we'll be doing some of that as the months come up. But what I like to tell my clients is that it really is just looking at what's ahead of you, making your plan, and not trying to go like all or nothing, but like planning some of those things you enjoy. Like that is how you will break the habit of those things being, you know, too much for you. So, and it's so good to just like see what's coming up. So I see birthdays, family stress, cold weather increases my desire for comfort foods. Right, Vivian? It's actually our thoughts. I drink a lot more hot tea in the winter. It definitely seems to comfort me for sure. So, all right, I am going to share my screen again. And I do want to say that if you are struggling with some of those thoughts, you know, are those thoughts that we have a couple of things within the website that really help. And that's the four N's. We've all been practicing that a lot lately. And we have this sheet right here. And I think Coach Julie is going to put the link in our chat, but it's called Creating a New Belief. So you look here at like, what's your old thought, your book of lies, as Corinne has sometimes called it. And then we look at why this isn't true. And we answer these questions, and we can help. It helps us to get to a new belief about Halloween and holidays and birthdays and celebrations. And what we really want to be believing about those things and how we want to use those beliefs to propel us to do what we want to do and to move toward our goals. So let's look at this is our new planning and assessment page. So it's together. And you can keep using the old one, the old monthly planning page, and then just use this page to assess yourself, or as, you know, it's also like, you know, what we were learning from MAME and what I found in my own life. It's like, we can do our own thing too. Like there's a lot of different ways people are doing these things. And the main thing is that we just look at what's happening, right? We look at what is happening first ahead of us, like what we're doing right now in kind of our brain dump. And I really want to suggest that you guys take some time as you move to the end of September and do a little more of that brain dump work, because that really helps get all of that out, which creates a lot of anxiety and worry for us, right? And when we're moving through our life with anxiety and worry, we don't show up the way we want to. And that's why it's so important to get those thoughts out. But also just to know that we are always just trying things. We're trying to see if they work. We are like if we are making mistakes or finding out that they don't work, that's okay as long as we're not beating ourselves up and judging ourselves for it, right? What we want to do is gain the knowledge and the experience from it and then take that into our where we want to go. So if you look at this, you'll see that you put your month here. And I want to show you this. I want to show you that all of our forms on our website are fillable. So as you watch, I can just put this right in. And then, you know, I could go in and fill out all of this if this is something that you like to do. It really is a good thing to get into the habit of because the scale does not always show us what we, you know, what the true picture is. It's only one tool. So, and then we would go back and we would look at, you know, how do we rate ourselves from 1 to 4 in these areas? So sleep quality, stress levels, ease around food, energy and mood. I love how they worded that, ease around food. That's what we're trying to get to, is that there's just an easiness around food, a freedom around food. And I promise you guys, if you keep doing this work, you will get to that place. Positive body self-talk, and then self-compassion and love. And then you rate yourself. We write down this month, I want to work on. So if I was looking back at my assessment that I did, I would definitely want to put water here. I want to get back to 100% water. And, you know, my brain might throw up, oh my gosh, we've been working on water forever. and that's okay. I'm going to tell my brain to be quiet. And I'm going to get louder with my conscious voice. And because I know that drinking water keeps me satisfied in different ways. It keeps me from craving and urges. So cleanses my body. It helps my digestive system. So I'm okay to write water right there. You could put one thing or you could put a couple of things here if that feels good. Something else, a little thing I've been working on is sometimes it's just the way we word things and how our brain reacts to it. So I am in a PT program for working on my neck and back issues. And I just have such a problem following through with my PT program. I just don't ever want to do it. And so this week, I guess I started it this week. I started calling it stretching. And I use those words, can I just stretch? Can I just do like 3 stretches? My PT handed me a booklet basically of the exercises that I need to do. And that's just overwhelming for my brain right now. So I broke it down to the bare minimum of what I could do. And I also reworded it and said, this is stretching. And for some reason, I've been doing it for the past 6 days. It just doesn't even feel hard. And I know that that will open my brain up to add something later. And so that kind of talks about this. And I'll do that by sometimes using those words. Can I just, you know, for my water, can I just start while my coffee is brewing? Can I just drink 8 ounces of water and go ahead and get myself started for the day? I know I would feel successful by the end of the month if I'm going to say drinking my water at least like 90%, that would feel really good to me. So I'm going to shoot for 100, but you know, it's not about being perfect, right? Who can I reach out to help me this month in the moments I need extra support, help, or accountability? And I have several different accountability people. I also use my husband. So you might have a spouse, a partner, you might have a close friend. If you don't have an accountability group and you want one here, you can find that on our website as well. We'll pair you up with someone. Some people reach out into the Facebook group and ask for an accountability partner and find someone that, you know, and that's what we do in our group as well, match you up with someone who has similar needs as you or similar life experience as you. And then at the end of the month, we would go back in and this is where we would do our assessment. So, and I'm just going to show you how this is a little bit different from what we just went through. So it said, did I work on what I said I would above? So it's using very clear language. What changes did I notice this month beyond weight? And then what's one thing to work on next month that could be a game changer in my weight loss? So, you know, just thinking about like one small level up, like what is one small thing I can do better? And I like to ask this question to myself each day. Like, what is one question? What is one thing I could do today that's just a little better than yesterday? And, you know, for me, going back to that PT example, like now that I've made that easier and like I actually get myself on the floor to do a couple of the exercises, now I'm like, oh, I could probably do one more of those because it just doesn't seem like a big deal, right? When you're already down there. So, and this might look like leaving two bites behind. It might look like, you know, adding, like if you're not drinking anywhere near 64 ounces of water, then it might look like just adding 8 more ounces of water. Just there's so many things. I know there's been several Facebook posts about, you know, what are your 1% levels up? So if you guys have some of those and want to share in the chat as we finish up, that would be awesome. So yeah, this is our new plan, monthly plan and assessment sheet, which goes together. So, and yeah, to show you again, like this is where I can just type in anything I want to. I have to learn how to type, which don't y'all, some of you think that was probably one of the best things we learned in school, typing. So here I'm going to increase my water. And, you know, I'm not going to do them all, but it's so easy to fill this in. You can print it off or you can just put it somewhere where you can keep up with it. There's a lot of different ways to do this. And I'm just going to go back to, hopefully this works. I guess that's what that was. So that's not going to work. So let's see. Let's go here. And I'm going to just take you back here because we've just got a few minutes left and just show you, if you look right here under planner, podcast, and my extras, you will see, the No BS planner. So you will see that here. And, to be honest, I'm not sure. It looks like it is up, the whole thing up. Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is there, available for you to print, to download, to have it printed somewhere for yourself, however you want to do that. If I can get back to that. we have a habit tracker. I will show you how the habit tracker looks a little different this month. It, you know, it has your made my 24 plan, followed, assessed. I love this right here. Ate when hungry, stopped at enough, as your water, your sleep. And then right here, you can kind of do it your own way. Here's workout, self-development, put something extra here. So that's awesome. And then you can see how there's the 24-hour plan. I do want to show you that because I'm very excited about this. This comes back to something we used to have. This has our time blocking schedule. So like if you wanted to use this to put in, say there's a call at 11 o'clock that you want to remember to listen to, you could put that there. You could plan your day here. You know, this could really just be your planner. One thing I'm grateful for today. Today, my why for losing weight is the one thing I will focus on today to lose weight. So every day you're looking at just that one small thing and it gives you some ideas and maybe you can come up with a list for yourself too. What's one obstacle I might face today? And then what's one thing I can do today to deal with obstacles and challenges without food? I love this question. And I'll tell you something, I'll share something quickly as we finish up the call that I've been sharing with my clients. And that is something called mini breaks. I heard about this from someone else and I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing now. I heard about this thing called mini breaks. And so it's kind of like what Maine was talking about, you know, talking to herself all throughout the day about why her stomach knows best and why she can trust her body to tell her when she's full, like really planting those seeds within yourself all throughout the day. And so mini breaks are like that too. It's like, you know, there's studies that say we can focus for about 50 minutes. So it's like, you know, what are some very small things I can do to refocus my brain so that I don't think I need to run to the kitchen to have a break? I've been saying this and I love it. It's I don't need a snack. I need a break. My brain needs a break. It's true. Our brains need a break. So what are those small things we could do? For me, sometimes it's just standing up from my desk and stretching my arms up in the air, or just taking some deep breaths at my desk or walking outside of my room. And sometimes I'll walk outside of the door and just inhale a big deep breath. I like to pet my dogs. They always are up for that. Can you guys think of maybe some things like that? Another thing for me is like to turn on a song. Like, let me just tell you, if you ever just turn on Don't Stop Believing in the middle of the day, it's our theme song at NoBS, if you don't know that. But turn on Don't Stop Believing, and I can almost promise you it will shift your energy. Or find another song that you love. You know, songs are usually like 2 to 3 minutes, so they're like the perfect break. A coach friend of mine that might be on here told me about putting your legs up the wall. I tried it finally. I think it's a yoga move. I'm not really sure. But basically you just lay yourself down on the floor, put your legs up against the wall. And there's something about the way the gravity feels, like you're releasing the blood. It just feels amazing. Love that. Stepping outside in the conference name. Oh yeah. Coach Heather does that too, for sure. Legs up the wall. In fact, she might've been one of the first people I heard it from, for sure. Someone else reminded me of it too. Yeah. So if you guys have any other ones, throw them in the chat so we can all learn from each other. But it really does help. And what it does is it brings that cortisol down all throughout your day so that I feel like, I really feel like I've experienced less of that emergency urges, you know, that emergency feeling that you get, like, I've just got to have something to eat right now. Or whatever else urge or emergency feeling might come up within you. So, yeah. So we are coming to the end of our, time together. And I just wanted to finish up with a thought I had about our monthly plan. So when you're thinking about doing your monthly plan, I want you to think about it as like, these are my directions for the month of October. So next weekend, I'm going up to Bangor, Maine to watch my daughter run for cross country. She's in college. And I have never been to Bangor, Maine. I know that it's way up there somewhere. But if I just decide, and I could probably know the general direction, although with me and my sense of direction, I'm not so sure, but I probably could maybe get close. I probably couldn't get to actually Bangor without any real directions. And I for sure would not get to her cross country meet. So what I want to do is put in the actual directions, not only for Bangor, Maine, but I want to go a little further than that. And I want to put in the directions where her cross country meet actually is so that I can get there and see her. And that's what you want to do for yourself. Remember the thoughts like, what can I do today that's just going to make me move a little closer to the goals that I want to get to? So thank you so much for being here. I've really enjoyed sharing this time with you. And anyway, just, oh, Billy, hi. The University of Maine. She's at University of New England in Biddeford, so not far away. Anyway, have a great day. Happy fall, everyone, and enjoy whatever you're doing today. Thanks a lot.